Kind Robin he met young Kate, and caused her a while to stay, and said that she should be his mate, to ramble and gather may. My jewel I do invite, to ramble till morning day, for you know in the silent night there's William and his love Prue are willing to take their way along with us amongst the dew, together the sweetest May. She made him a curtsy low, and eke with a smile did say, with all my heart I'll freely go, together the sweetest May. Then taking him by the hand, she to her true love did say, nothing can please a maid beyond a sprig of the sweetest May. Then they by a joint consent did merrily trip away, bend together the sweetest May. They came to a pleasant grove adorned with flowers gay, and Kate she called upon her love to give her the sweetest May. Upon a fair primrose hill stout Robin his love did lay, and likewise so did lusty Will, and gave them the sweetest May. These lasses of beauty bright, they both to their loves did say, it is a maiden's chief delight to gather the sweetest May. Then Robin began to rise, and fain would have sneaked away, but Kate she hugs him close and cries, some more of that pleasant May. She was in a transport hurled, and did to her Robin say, no greater pleasure in the world than gathering sprigs of May. And Prue did her William hold, and often did sigh and say, I'd rather have than crowns of gold this delicate sprig of May. But Robin and Will replied, oh, what will your mother say? Tush, let them frown, nay, scold and chide, since we have the sprigs of May. Alas, I can freely part with what you have gained this day. My maiden head with all my heart for a delicate sprig of May. Quoth Prudence, nay, right or wrong, we'll ramble another day. Before a year, I'm sure to long for more of this pleasant May. The sun did be